I saw him was at the annual city festival at the end of the plaza on Punker Hill, also known as the Island of Misfits. It's like a mound of black leather and army surplus jackets and boots and spiky egg white hairdos and mohawks and second generation exploited and minor threat and Sex Pistols patches and stuff. Basically a haven for the misunderstood punky, rocky, gothy, woe is me types. And there he was, like right in the middle of it all. Oversized yellow foam rubber cowboy hat, and pink plastic Toys R Us pistols and holster. Off-white dashiki shirt and tattered bell-bottom jeans. Leather feet. Raleigh cigarette finger stains. You know, he was an island within an island, and I just kind of had to know more. So, I sat with him for hours just trying to get a bearing on his beautiful insanity. Every third inquiry was met with, you know, an eloquent but unusual response, and, you know, the subsequent exchange kind of warranted continuing the conversation because he was interesting. Of course, the other two-thirds of my efforts were dismissed while he took in the constant flow of the festival crowd all around us. A raging river of multicultural music, art, food, families. All of this was his Walkman at full volume. I think it was Foreigner playing through the headphones. And I asked, maybe you can turn it down so we can talk. And he replied, can you hear me? And I said, yes.